We got some ball to talk about. But
yes, we do.
We got to talk about the shove first. That's what everybody's talking about. First of all, was Matt Ishbia, was that the greatest flop you have ever seen by an owner?
By an owner, yes. Not the greatest flop I've ever seen in a playoff game. No, that still belongs to Vlade Divac. Vlade was good for a good one. So, but that was kind of sad. I would expect somebody worth $7 billion to have a little bit more dignity than to flop in a playoff game to try and create some kind of story about him. There's somewhere, and here's the funny thing: we know somewhere Mark Cuban is mad that he didn't think of this first. You know he is.
And Cuban's right there also. Steve Ballmer might also be mad. He's always front row. Here's the thing that bothered me. Like, maybe I'm wrong here, but the referees went to the monitor and still came up with a technical foul for Jokic for that?
Yes, because it... You think,
there's nothing
the
there.
Thing.
There was nothing. He didn't throw an elbow. He just moved his arm out. It's nothing. Nothing.
It's not the action. It's the who. They know who the... Again, here's the thing. Jokic didn't know that was the owner.
Well, then kick the guy out because he had the ball. He was keeping the ball.
The refs absolutely knew who that was. Because I guarantee you, when they got on the phone with Sekakis, I think, that does all this stuff, Sekakis knew who he was. I guarantee you. They're like, look, normally we would throw the guy out. We would eject. We have this entire ejection system that we've had. Shout out to Purple Shirt Guy. If you know, you know. but we have a whole system for this. And they just recognize, oh, wait, that's the guy worth $7 billion that happens to own the team and relieved us of a fairly big problem earlier in the season. Of course they're not going to throw him out. They're not going to throw him.
I don't even mind that they didn't kick the guy out. But at the time they gave the technical foul, I mean, it's like a one-point game. It actually mattered at that point. How can you – there's nothing that Jokic did wrong. Zero. The guy put his hands on Jokic's hip first. And, like, this is my ball. What are you doing? It's ridiculous. They just should have said, yeah, let's just play on.
Are we really surprised entitled owner went untitled owner in 2023?
No.
Are we really surprised about that?
Is he ever going to live down the flop?
No, he doesn't. Well, hold on. He's not, but at the same point, if I'm worth $7 billion, do you know how much stuff, I'm incapable of shame after maybe like $500 million. At $7 billion, you ain't going to be able to tell me much at all.
I think after the first billion. I think after the first billion, you don't care if you're viral, flopping as a fan. So now you can't even draw a foul, although I guess he did. He drew a foul. Does he get in the box score? Does he get in the box score? That's my cue.
Well, my question. Well, when it's the home box score people, of course he does.
I hope he does.
He's like...
I hope Ishbia is in the box score. That would be great. Kanata Edwards at Not on the Scribe on Twitter, CBSSports.com. All right. Just about the game, I guess the game mattered. I still think Denver is the better team here. I think they have the more weapons, but only one weapon showed, and he wasn't enough to counteract two weapons for Phoenix. If Booker is going to do that, I mean, I think we're going to go seven.
I think we're headed to seven. I just wonder if this is just going to be home team hold serve. That's my only question about this, is that can Phoenix steal a game on the road? If they can steal a game on the road, this is over in six. Because I'm not sure that the pips for Nikola Jokic are good enough to show up in a road game. And I'm waiting for Jamal Murray to do something in Phoenix. He's done stuff in Denver.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to show up on the road. Because other than that, he's become high, I don't want to call him like Robin or Super Robin or whatever, but at the same point, he's got to show up at some point, right?
Yeah.
We got to think because
somebody else has to.
Yeah. So at some point, I'd love to know what you think about this. Who's been the best player in the playoffs right now? Because it might be Devin Booker right now.
Yeah, no, it is.
It was Jokic for a long time, but now I can't argue if anyone says, the mid-range heater that Devin Booker is on right now has driven him to be the best player in these playoffs right now.
Yeah, Denver has not defended Booker very well, especially when Phoenix decided after not playing in transition pretty much all year that this is the way we combat the loss of Chris Paul. We just speed the game up, which I guess in some ways masks the rest of their team that isn't very good. Weren't good enough, not at this level. I mean, those guys are great, but to a playoff extent. But Booker getting to the dotted line with no resistance is just, I don't even understand that. The only player I think, and it's been there are two players that jump to mind and who has been as good as Booker. One is Anthony Davis, albeit there have been some games where he has not been great, but Davis. Considering both ends of the floor, I think Davis might be the best player in the playoffs. And the other one is Jimmy Butler, who even in his kind of quiet nights seems to have big nights. So I think those two players would be right there for me. But Anthony Davis has been, let's just flip to that series real quick. Kanata Edwards at Nata the Scribe on Twitter. What Davis and LeBron did defensively in game three, in the middle, in the second quarter and the third quarter. That was where this game was won for me. I mean, I don't think the Lakers are a great offensive team, and the Warriors, they have no chance unless Klay Thompson does what he did in game two, I think. But the defense that LeBron and Anthony Davis played second, third quarter, I thought that was the difference.
Oh, that is absolutely the difference. You know, the other thing that we really got to start watching, let's see how many minutes Anthony Davis plays. Because he played almost, 40 minutes game one and had nothing.
Yeah.
And it affected his defense. And the big thing about Anthony Davis is if he's going to play like this, if he's going to play like Kentucky, one loss Kentucky, dominating the field, if he's going to play like that, that guy is a top seven guy in the sport, bar none. But unfortunately, he only shows up when he feels like it, which, you know what? I'm not going to necessarily blame him for that. I wish I could do that too. But at the same point, like, he is one of the best players that we ever get to see. I wish we see it more. But unfortunately, he's got this mindset of only in the playoffs. And you know what? I'm not necessarily sure that I blame him. But the other thing is, on that, if LeBron's going to give us that kind of defense, it doesn't matter. That man could go 0-for-78, and he just might from three. And mind you, he's doing all of this with a foot that most likely needs surgery in the offseason.
That's right. Like,
there's all of this stuff, and they're still doing it. And oh, by the way, one last thing. Darvin Ham can coach, guys. Mm-hmm. Darvin Ham, like, you think Mike Budenholzer misses him? Because I think he does, just a little bit. Like, there's a lot of this to – where the Lakers are, like, I'm legitimately shocked they're getting as much as they are out of the mileage out of that roster as he is.
Yeah.
But at the same point, I'm not willing to call them finals contender, even though you had broached that question with me a couple of weeks ago, and I dismissed it out of hand. And you know what? I'm willing to be wrong. Won't be the first time. Won't be the last. But at the same point, I'm warming to Western Conference Finals. I'm not sure I'm warming to NBA Finals, because if they get to the finals with this roster, it just shows how March Madness this NBA tournament, the NBA playoffs has been at this point.
Yeah, I think it's all kind of goofy. I mean, Phoenix has two great players, but the rest of their team isn't all that good. Although I've never heard of Landale, but Landale's an effective player. Milwaukee's now gone out of the East. Anybody can win that, because I'm sorry, I don't have a ton of faith in the Boston Celtics.
I don't have a faith in either one.
Right. Well, here's the thing, real quick about that series, because we're kind of running out of time here. Yeah. Has that become a James Harden series?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience. and actively invites them to apply to your job, you get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/post. That's ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter.com/post.
We've made jokes about James Harden in the postseason. And if he comes and gets right and does all this stuff when he's the number two and he's no longer at the peak of his powers, all the jokes got to stop, right?
Yeah. No, like, no question.
Like, all the jokes. And if that, and honestly, if Philly wins that series, they're my favorite to win this title. Like, I put it that way. Like, all the jokes about James Harden going to have to stop. All the jokes about Doc Rivers and his how would I put this nicely? his decisions and some, and those decisions include his hairline, which is like literally the faintest.
I am making no jokes about anybody's hairline here.
Well, here's the thing. You had the self-awareness to not do what he did.
Yeah.
There's that. So again, there's that for you. So you have that over Doc. So, but still, all the jokes about Doc choking and everything else, if they get to this finals and they win this thing, all the jokes are going to have to stop. And I don't know what we're going to do after that. Who are we going to turn the jokes to? Boston? Which actually, no, that's a good idea.
It's actually a good place to start. All right, so as we sit here with, I mean, all these series are still up in the air, obviously, and before I let you go, give me who you think wins these four series as we sit here today with 2 games tonight. You've got Knicks Heat game 4, which, I mean, to me is an absolute must win for New York. And Warriors-Lakers game 4 as well. Same thing for the Warriors, although I think the Lakers are going to win that series regardless. Who do you got?
Give me Miami, because I just don't trust Julius Randle. Julius Randle has gone to, I don't shoot well in full gyms at Julius Randle anymore.
Okay.
And then we have, I think Golden State ties it up. Start looking at the numbers with Scott Foster and Steph when he starts reffing Stephen Curry games. There's that part. So I think we get 2-2, and I think Miami puts a 3-1 chokehold in this and ends this in the Garden, which would be hilarious
for
a multitude of reasons.
Yeah, unfortunately for Knicks fans and my friend Shannon, I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you, dog. All right. Nada, you're the best, man. I'll talk to you very soon.
Absolutely. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
So, yeah, I don't think it's going to end well for the Knicks. It's not just Randall, by the way. I think Jalen Brunson is also not 100% healthy. I want to go back to the shove, which is one of those moments that we'll probably see that. Like, the NBA is not proud of it. And I would say that the Suns owner is not proud of it. But we're going to see that virally for a long time. And it's already been used as memes and like artwork. So it's too bad, but it was funny. I still don't understand why Jokic got a technical foul for it. You have to be the most ardent Suns fan to think that was worthy of a technical foul. I don't understand how they looked at it and came to that conclusion. Here's Denver's head coach Michael Malone on the altercation.
I'm still not really sure what happened. I haven't seen a video of it. I think it's crazy that Nikola got a technical foul in that situation. He's going to get the ball, and some fan is holding on to the ball like he wants to be a part of the game. Just give the ball up, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, they deemed Nikola doing something that was excessive, I guess, and they gave him the tech, but I still don't really understand it.
I think the fans, the honor of the Suns made any difference.
I don't give a shit. I mean, I really don't care.
All right, I haven't seen it, but I can't understand why.
Yeah.
No, Michael, ain't it. that ain't it. I mean, I saw it, so I get it. I get why it should not have been a technical foul. It's ludicrous that something as minor as that is awarded a technical foul. Because, again, the game was very, very tight at that point. Here's Devin Booker from the Suns on what happened.
I don't know if you could have seen it during the game or if you saw the video after, but did you know that was Matt Ishbia that Jokic
showed? Yeah, I did. He got us a point. He did his job. He did his job over there. He got us a point. I haven't seen the video yet, but I heard from the bench that, you know, he got knocked over. So, we'll see.
He flopped.
That wasn't Booker that said he flopped. I don't know if it was. I mean,
perfect.
It would be outstanding, yeah. But Booker's take was the right take. He got us a point. Because that's what he did.
Yeah.
The whole, oh my gosh, I've been knocked over. Like, it's, come on. It's that silly.
Get out of here.
I thought flopping was just on the court.
No.
Turns out.
It's not.
Flopping is everywhere. It is universal.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/post. That's ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter.com/post.